9:27 for Double C across Central Queensland. It's catching up with the member for Flynn, federal member for Flynn, Colin Boyce. Now, g'day, Col.
Yeah, right. How you going, Hemo? Good morning.
Now, Shadow Minister for Infrastructure made a visit.
Senator Bridget McKenzie has been here recently in Gladstone, and we've been touring around the city here looking at inland rail, for an example, and the possibilities of getting inland rail up to Gladstone. Mm-hmm. There is another inquiry into that project now, so we're hoping it will be extended from going to Toowoomba and extended here to Gladstone. We need to do that. Talking about the road infrastructure and the bridges and all of the issues that we face to the future here.
And you're calling on the federal government to honour the funding commitments for the area as well, eh?
Yes, absolutely. And it's all about returning some of these monies that get produced in central Queensland and make their way through the port of Gladstone and give them back to the regions.
Yep. You've got a Gladstone office open day as well.
Yeah, that's right, Hemo. The office up here at Goondoon Street is we're having an office open day. Obviously, we've got all our signage finally up. There's jumped all through the bureaucratic heaps to get approvals and so forth, and the sign people have been around recently to put up all the new signage, so we thought we'd have an open day and open up the office to the public so they can come and have a look. So that's happening.
And Edenvale Morning Tea, you attended a morning tea celebrating the Gladstone Blue Care.
Yeah, went out to Edenvale, out to the Blue Care home out there, and it was a morning tea, recognised the efforts of the Blue Care volunteers and everything that happens out there, and that was a wonderful day, yes. Good luck to them, and it's a great facility out there.
And, mate, just finally, and I know we spoke about this, you wanted to touch on this, because it's a day of remembrance, 20 years ago today, of the Bali bombings.
Yes, that's right, and today is the day we recognise that incident in Bali 20 years ago, and obviously has affected many people around Australia, and now our thoughts and prayers go out to those people as they remember their loved ones that they lost in that incident years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure, mate, there'd be some locals that would have some connection there as well with the losing loved ones.
Yes, so anyway, 20 years ago, the Bali bombings.
Thank you, Col. You have a great week. We'll catch up again next Wednesday, eh?
That'll be terrific, Hemo, and good morning to everybody.
There's our federal member for Flint, Colin Boyce, here on 4CC.